Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's going on? What's an upload to the podcast feed doing at this time of the week?
In this part of the country.
It's not a Monday and or Sunday night in the US, where most of our listenership is. No, it won't be Sunday
UK.
Afternoon. Sunday morning? Yeah. If it uploads midnight Monday morning, that's a confusing sentence. Anyway, Richard. What are we doing here?
All right. So just as a little bonus treat, a little present for everyone, we're uploading an episode of the show, a podcast for everyone. This is my other podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. I actually don't. I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe you already knew about this other podcast. Or maybe this is news to you. Either way. We thought we'd check this on our channel for you guys to enjoy a little extra wee thing after making it through the Mummy podcast. We've got another thing coming at our normal schedule time. This isn't like, you know, this isn't taking content away from you. Don't worry.
No.
But podcast for everyone. What is it about, AJ?
I barely know what it's about. It's very difficult for me to guest star on this episode. That's why we're sharing this as well, is that this is an episode that I guest starred on. So therefore, you are essentially listening to a cult popshire podcast with Carlisle, who is the other permanent host of A Podcast for Everyone. From what I understand, A Podcast for Everyone is a podcast where you and Carlisle go through each song by the UK pop band Busted.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's a lyrical analysis show. It's not. It's very difficult for me because I'm good at that. But you're essentially looking for a hidden message in the lyrics to find like an overall story, an overarching story for the Busted legacy,
theory.
I guess. The Busted theory. There you go. And so, yeah, what is this episode?
So this episode is about a song called On What You're On. It was the first single from their comeback, Busted, like with this huge like flash in the pan in the early 2000s, and then they came back in 2016 and this was their first single. It's the third song on the album, so there's already a little bit of story that's happened, but don't worry, like there is like
I didn't listen to it and I understood what was going on.
Yeah, and there's a recap because we had to catch AJ up essentially. But yeah, if you like the podcast, you go back and listen to previous episodes as much as you like. There'll be a link in the show notes to the show if you want to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. And I know what it sounds like a podcast talking about the lyrics of a band you've never listened to and you do not care about. Like, what could be more boring than that? But it's while Carlisle and I are both massive fans of this band, we try not to let that. It's supposed to be a comedy first podcast. It's similar to Cult Popshire. You know, you listen to episodes of Cult Popshire about movies you've never seen.
Exactly. Sure, yeah. If you can listen to an hour of us jackasses talking about movies about a skating monkey that you've never heard of, you can listen to a podcast about music that you've never heard of. So if you have heard of Busted, you've probably either heard That's What I Go to School For or Year 3000. Those are their two.
And maybe you've just heard the Jonas Brothers versions of those songs, which you may not know that they're covers of a British band. But yeah,
none of this comes up in the episode.
Yeah, I think we're just about ready to hand it over. But I will also say that if you are already on our Discord or if you're still to join our Discord, hop on there. There's now a Podcast for Everyone channel. So you can discuss the subset of cult popshire adjacent content in there.
Nice.
So enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a podcast for everyone, a podcast where we take a look at the songs by the band Busted and weave them into long narrative nonsense that we call the Busted Theory. I'm Carlisle. I'm joined as ever by Richard. How you doing, Richard?
I'm good. And a bit of an awkward guest today.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, what's up? Who the fuck is this?
my two podcasting loves reunited for the first time since I have taken over as permanent co-host of Podcast Everyone. But yeah, we are joined today by AJ Alex
Hello.
Jones, who is the host of my other podcast, Cult Pop Show.
Please don't call me Alex Jones.
How does it feel, AJ, to come here and see me podcasting so happily with someone else?
I don't think you were ever this happy doing our show. So I guess in that sense, it's nice to see you happy. It's just sad that I couldn't have given you it myself.
Yeah, like, because Carlisle, ever the bull that he is, is essentially cucking you.
He sure is, Richard.
like a podcast poacher.
A podcuck.
Ah, a podcuck for everyone.
A podcuck for everyone.
Just for me.
Cuck pop show.
Listen to our spinoff show. This week we are covering the song On What You're On. What has happened so far? Oh. So the crib notes is,
yep,
the Busted Creature. Okay. You're on board so far, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Has split apart at the end of the last season, and they've all landed back in this dimension, the original dimension of this story, in three different places. Charlie Simpson has landed in Siberia. Mm-hmm. And he nearly froze to death after he traded his very big coat for a very cheap guitar. James landed in the Indian city of Agra, where the Taj Mahal is.
And just bored the shit out of him.
Yeah, he just has a large apathy for it all. And Matt Willis landed in somewhere in Scandinavia, where he came across the night driver, who is Annie Lennox, you may know from Eurythmics.
Okay. Never felt less prepared for a podcast.
They're both soul men. And what that means is they retain the powers of the amalgam creatures they were in. Obviously, Matt Willis was fused to the other Busted Boys and members of McFly for a time. And Annie Lennox was fused to whoever the other person in Eurythmics was. I can't remember their name. So they both have some amount of superpowers that we've not seen yet. And that leads us to this song, On What You're On. So the boys are still separated.
I've been on this show before and I've listened to it quite a few times, and I always forget that it's not just discussing the lyrics of a Busted song. And so
who would want that?
When you sent me when you were like here's some extended reading, I was just like, oh, it must be like the lyrics to the song and you know, what the behind the scenes information of it, but no, it's this little story you've made.
Very nice.
Very cool.
When it's all finished, we can put it up on the fridge, you guys. It'll be good. Yeah, so that's where we're at today. We're talking about the song On What You're On. Now,
every time you've said it sounds like you're calling the song What You're On, and you're saying it's on something.
Indeed,
you aren't saying, not to critique you. And this is me coming into to my cuck podcaster and being like, you're saying it
doing
weird.
You're
like, we listen to the song.
He
on
likes it
what
when
you're
you do
on.
This.
But the song is called On What You're On. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, okay, cool.
Which is funny to me to hear you say that, because I know that for a large long time, Richard subjected you to this song. Do you guys want to talk about that experience just for a second before we get into the meat of it?
So for a period of time, AJ and I were living together and it was just us. That was the end of 2016 and that was when the song was first released. Also around this time, the trailer for the film Logan came out. And if you want to know what living with me and AJ was like, or like if you'd been a fly on the wall, watch the trailer for Logan, the one with the features Johnny Cash is Hurt, and then watch the music video for On What You're On by Busted, and that's like 90% of the time we spent together. Usually AJ is an unwilling participant. AJ would get home before me and I would be like coming up the driveway attached to the Chromecast and then just play On What You're On. Doesn't matter what, he was usually in the middle of like Game Grumps or something like that, and then it would just cut to On What You're On so that I could like enter the house to this music.
I mean, you've used the word subjected me to it. I don't dislike On What You're On or the Logan trailer. So I don't like, what was the last song I came on to talk about?
It was called Before You Knew Me.
Because that sucked. That's a bad song. Bad song.
Incorrect.
It's a song by bad people. It's not a nice...
Sure.
It's not a good...
Yeah, it's a mean-spirited song.
It's a mean-spirited song. This is just a cool pop song. I don't have any issues with the song.
Right. Yeah, so when you think back to that time we spent together, what do you think?
It was pretty annoying that you would interrupt whatever I was watching with it. But, like, I listened to music in my personal life so infrequently that it was nice to feel like I was listening to what it may as well been a chart-topping track, because I didn't have any other frame of reference.
I do remember one time we were coming up the Dominion Road extension and you said to me, like, you're really... solving the fact that I don't listen to the radio by playing the song all the time. And I was like, what do you mean? You're like, well, because this song would just be on the radio. And I was like, no, like, this song will probably never play on New Zealand airwaves. And you were like, what? And like, couldn't believe that the song wasn't popular in New Zealand and that you were in one of the only cars in the country that would be listening to it.
And I don't want to give the song too much credit. I don't think it's like amazing or anything, but it fits pop music conventions.
Oh, you're so cool.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes, this song is... I remember when this came out, it was quite an interesting thing to hear if you're a Busted fan, as obviously Rich and I are, because this is a conventional pop song. Mm. It's a conventional modern pop song. That makes it sound like I think it's bad or plain. I actually like the song a lot. Yeah. But it's the first time we were like, oh yeah, this is a modern version of pop. This isn't a pop rock song. Because Coming Home wasn't a modern pop song. It's its own kind of synthy wavy stuff. And that came out before this. This was the first lead single of this album.
Mm.
Despite the fact Coming Home had already come out. And yeah, it was like, oh wow, this has a sort of almost normal pop sensibility in a way we've never heard Busted have.
Right.
When I first heard this, my jaw dropped. Like, I was genuinely, like, I remember it coming down. I remember waiting, counting down to the second that the video would be released to hear the song for the first time. And like refreshing. And then it came on and I was like, the fuck is this? It was like honestly such a shock. And it sounds like we're talking about the silly little pop songs, but this was the most important thing to happen to me in 2016. The year I met my girlfriend.
Stop calling me that.
Did you like this song much when it came out, Richard? Because I was kind of... I didn't think very much of it when it came out. I didn't dislike it, but I was like, okay, whatever. And then I got, as you got, really addicted.
You got on what I
got on when he got on. Yeah,
I got on what he's on.
I would love to be able to remember like my exact feelings when I first heard it. That like you know the refreshing it. I think I was. I was.
But heroin's just, one hell of a drug.
I was just so shocked. That, but then I played it like before I went to bed that night. I think it debuted at like 7 or 8 p.m. here. Before I went to bed, I probably heard the song 50 times already. And by that point, I was into it. And yeah, I mean, I had this on repeat for months. I loved it. Yeah.
Right. Well, would you like to tell me what the song is about, Richard?
So it's kind of like there's just you're at a party or something and there's a girl there and she seems to be having a good time and you're like, damn, I wish I was having that good a time.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're a fan of the Busted Theory, it's potentially about aliens. Let's get into it. So the-
on what you're on being planet Earth.
I mean, yeah. It lets you know straight away that it's very inspired by Daft Punk, I think. Like modern Daft Punk. Hmm. I say modern, their last album was like
nearly 10 years ago. Closer to 10 years ago than 5 years ago.
Yeah. But it sounds a lot like something from that album, this song, mm-hmm. to me. And yeah, it starts with just an old bass beat and you get that on the beat bass drum and the introduction of these synths setting quite a mellow tone, but a vocalized synthesized voice saying the words "wanna be on what you're on" repeated before the beat kicks in and Charlie starts singing. AJ, as our guest, would you like to kick off with the lyrics? Have you got them open?
She's got a wild heart, born to run, born to come, and just save my soul. I never thought it was worth saving. She
Why do you put so much emphasis on come?
Because he does. Because he sings it that way.
Right, okay.
He goes, born to run, born to come, and just save my soul.
He does, but you said it like this, born to run, born to come.
Well, I relate.
Okay,
two things I'm passionate about, running and coming. I never thought it was worth saving. She stepped into something and I wish I could feel it, but I don't know what it is and I can't quite believe it.
Obviously, the radio interpretation of this song, it's about a girl at a party and she's having a wild time and they don't know if they're having a wild time. Now, obviously, I did tilt the bean can a bit earlier with where I think this is going in terms of the Busted Theory.
There's beans everywhere. Actually, it's just the bean juice. None of the beans can. You tilted it so much juice. All the bean juice fell out on the linoleum.
I like Alex has this idea of where I live, which is just...
Where there's just linoleum flooring, lining the walls.
Very slippery, lots of beans. Good. Yeah,
also, you just called me Alex and it freaked me out.
Sorry.
It freaked me out. I was like,
I never think of you as Alex. Yeah. I always think of you as AJ.
I don't think of myself as Alex.
Your name on the call is Alex.
Yeah, the name is Alex on the call.
Oh,
which
why?
Makes me think Alex. These guys, so the Busted members are separated at this point in time. I think we're with James right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we discovered, James is the blonde one. He's the shortest one. He's like
the Busted Theory. I don't know what they fucking look like. Is he the one in Siberia? What are you telling me?
No, he's the one in near the Taj Mahal.
Okay, you got bored of it. Yep.
Yes. So as I was saying, coming home, we learned that he has a real apathy for things going on, which I think would attract him to someone who is having a wild time. Mm. And then he'd want to be like, oh, how do I get like that? Because now I'm a husk of a man since the separation. I need some sort of, I need whatever's motivating this person. I need to be on what they're on.
That just feels like that's what the song is about, whether he's in Alaska or not, wherever he is.
No one's in Alaska.
Do you think the Taj Mahal is in Alaska?
I forgot just it checking. Was the Taj Mahal.
No, there might be a smaller Taj Mahal there. Yeah, what you need to know is James is in India.
Okay.
And he is just really bored and empty inside.
Mm. I was gonna make a real mean joke, but it's not true. I'm not bored. I was gonna be like, oh yeah, I know the feeling. But it's not true. I'm having a fun time.
I like you like I'm not bored. You are empty inside.
yeah, that's true.
This next part I'd heard wrong.
Oh.
Forever.
Interesting. What did you think it was?
Always listen, always listen, always listen to the same song.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's weird that you heard listen, but...
No, I can hear it. I can hear it when it plays, yeah.
Yeah, the line is, are we dancing, are we dancing, are we dancing to the same song? I want to know what you're on. Are we dancing, are we dancing, are we dancing to the same song? My partner sings Always Dancing. And then we were driving one time and the song was on and I paused it and I was like, what the fuck did you say?
I really hope you said it as angrily as that.
And she walked home.
Wait, are you saying you thought it was Are We Listening?
I thought it was...
Sorry.
Always listen, always listen. Yeah. The words are we dancing, are we dancing? And Richard's girlfriend thought it was always dancing, always dancing.
And what is it? Are we dancing?
Yeah. Are we dancing?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, continue.
So as I said, it's are we dancing, are we dancing, are we dancing to the same song? I want to know what you're on.
Mm. And it's like it's that feeling of like she's having a great time. Like, is this? I'll have what she's having.
Yes.
Essentially, the whole song is I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Born to come, indeed. Mm. Richard, do you want to take the chorus?
I want to be on what you're on. I want to be gone like you're gone. I want to be on what you're on, and we'll be dancing to the same song. And then there's like a post-chorus of that repeating, want to be on what you're on from the song.
Yeah, the synthesized voice, yeah. And I also heard listen. I always thought, I want to listen to the same song at the end of the chorus. But and we'll be dancing, we'll be dancing, we'll be dancing.
It's funny how words that aren't even spelt similarly can sound different like that in music, eh? Just a genuine musical observation from me there.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're not here, mate. Talk about aliens.
Yeah, we're getting there. Don't you worry. So that was Charlie Simpson singing. Now we get on to James Bourne's verse.
The blonde one, AJ.
Okay.
The blonde one, AJ.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who we're following at this point in the Busted Theory, according to my interpretation.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you want to take that, AJ?
Yeah. She has a kind heart, kind enough to take the time to come save my soul. I'm so over misbehaving. She's optimistic about the future of her planet and the smile that's on her lips, and it must be the Xanax.
Okay.
Once again, trying to prove that they are like a cool adult band for grown-ups now and no longer the teeny boppers of the early 2000s.
This verse annoys me because I really like it until the last line. I think it's fun and interesting and whimsical. You know, I'm so over misbehaving is a fun line. She's optimistic about the future of her planet. That's
I love
really
that
fun.
Line. That's great.
I love that line. Yeah, and the
idea
next line
that
is,
being attracted to someone because they're optimistic about climate change.
or they are literally an alien, but we'll get into that. I really don't like that. And the smallest on the lips, and it must be the Xanax, because A, it's a very kind of, it's a boring take, first of all, after a very whimsical verse. And B, it's delivered very awkwardly in the song, I think.
What is Xanax?
It's a drug.
Yeah, okay.
It's a happy time drug.
And the smile that's on her lips, and it must be the Xanax.
Yeah. It like calms you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sense of the sentence.
Well, I think
she's optimistic about the future of her planet and the smile that's on her lips, and it must be the Xanax.
Yeah.
Is she optimistic about the smile on her lips? And what must be the Xanax then?
Well, I think
the smile on her lips?
Yeah, well, her smiling is because she's on drugs.
But Xanax is like,
after that.
Yeah.
It's like something you take to calm you down, like anxiety and stuff like that. So it's something that you take to lower your emotional response to things. So either he's saying like she's having such a good time, she must be on something, but he could be saying that it's like the only reason I'm not like that is because I've taken Xanax.
Now, let's talk about that. That's interesting. Very interesting to me, because
I don't think that's the case, but it would be a good
Well, you think it's about aliens, so I'm not surprised you don't think
Well, I don't think it's aliens in the radio interpretation of this song, but we have a higher purpose here, AJ.
But AJ, yeah.
So this, okay. I'm so confused. I think it's the and between lips and it. It should be, she's optimistic about the future of her planet and the smile that's on her lips, it must be the Xanax.
Yeah.
But by putting another and in there, it feels like it's a list of things that she's optimistic about. And also, if it must be the Xanax, you've answered the question, the central question of the song. That's what she's on.
And that's a disappointing thing for her to be on, because it's not that difficult for you. You'll manage, you know? As well as, like, you know, I want to be on what you're on. I think the kind of spirit of this song, up until this line, really, is it's like, it's not actually a drug. It's a feeling. I want to be where she's at mentally and spiritually.
I want what she's having.
Just reduces it to something much more boring than that.
But that's why I think he's on Xanax.
Yeah.
That does make more sense. Like, it must be the Xanax needs to be a new line. It shouldn't be on the same line. I'm going to rewrite this. She's optimistic about the future of the planet. There's a smile on her lips. It must be the Xanax. Or, no, instead of there's a smile on her lips, it should be something about him. It should
smile
be something...
Smile on her tits.
No. What? No. It should be like,
I think Rich has got it. That's much better.
But if the Xanax is about him, then the leading in sentence should be about him. It should be about his reaction watching her be optimistic about the future of the planet. So she's optimistic about the future of the planet, and I'm blah-de-blah, it must be the Xanax. I'm overwhelmed, it must be the Xanax. Or I'm underwhelmed, I'm frozen. I don't know. I'm not a songwriter. I'm a podcaster.
Are you sure? Because you just wrote a cracker. it's awkwardly phrased. And I also think it's really awkwardly delivered.
Mm-hmm.
That last line, that, and it must be the Xanax, is like the emphasis is in a weird place. Yeah, let's be down. But let's talk about from the Busted Theory perspective. She has a kind heart.
Because you're dead set on this aliens thing, aren't you?
Well, of course I am. Did you read the thing? She's optimistic about the future of her planet.
Of her planet.
No, yeah. Suddenly it's time to get grounded. She has a kind heart, kind enough to come take the time to save my soul. That makes sense, because since the split, you know, James and Charlie have both had very...
Do they each
they're
have
the,
a soul, or was
soul,
there
man.
One soul between the entire...
and Matt has it.
No. Matt has it, and that gives him his power.
So when he says, save my soul, he doesn't have one?
Yeah, potentially, this person has the capability to help them steal the soul back.
That should be
from
a lyric.
Matt. Oh my God. What if this turns into a war between all three?
This is like a heist movie, and that's why AJ didn't understand it.
Listen to our podcast to maybe understand that reference better.
Well, you'll understand it better than you understand heist movies.
Got him.
So I think what we could be doing here, and the next song might fuck it up, but I think that like each of the Busted Boys are meeting the Night Driver, Annie Lennox. So Matt met her in Night Driver, and this is James seeing her, and she's maybe come from another planet, Carlisle. And you know, we're learning more about the Night Driver, and you know, she's recruiting all of the Busted Boys for her sinister plan.
Does that mean that Matt's around then? Because Matt was with the Night
Driver. Not necessarily. Like she could have sent him off on a separate mission, and now she's, or she's, maybe she's omnipotent. We don't know.
Yeah. If she has a motivation then, kind enough to take the time to come save my soul, maybe does she want them merged back together? Or what does she want?
Well, at least that's what she tells James. Because she's telling him what he wants to hear.
Right.
But we don't know her.
Why does she need James? Do you have any ideas on that, or are we going to find out?
I think we'll find out.
Yeah. Maybe she's optimistic.
Anytime you can't think of something funny, it's like, yeah, it'll be in a later song.
We're going to find out.
Do we know that she's got, maybe she's got altruistic intentions? Or maybe there's a bigger evil, and she needs the Busted Boys, she needs them back together for one final job. Maybe
I mean, it makes sense.
Expendable this situation.
This season, you know, it's on the album Night Driver. Really, this is her story. Mm. You know, this is like Infinity War. It's Thanos' story. It's not about the Avengers anymore. This one, you know, I think there's more going on with her.
Yeah. But then we have Ant-Man and the Wasp in between, in the form of Son of Dork's album.
Yes, which we're going to do Son of Dork's album for season 5, yeah. Yeah, so I guess we've got a lot to learn about her still. Mm-hmm. She's optimistic about the future of her planet, though. Maybe she's not an alien, but, you know, we know that dimension travel is very common for soul men and people who are amalgam creatures. Mm. So maybe...
No, she's an alien. Of course she is.
Yeah.
And we're not
taking
saying,
that away from you, Carl.
Yeah, no, not at all. She's an alien. She comes from a planet. I don't know what happens in Night Driver, so forgive maybe... me if I don't have the information here. But she's from another planet, and that planet is in trouble because an ancient evil has been released, or is going to be released, and she knows that the only thing that can defeat this evil and free her planet is the Busted Creature. But the Busted Creature has been split up, so she has to find all of the Busted Boys and get them to get back together for one final job, down the monster.
I like that because we learned, right?
Mm. I love your thinking, energy, AJ. I love that you're on what we're on.
Trying.
We should do a counter. If this was a video, we could have a counter in the corner. We learned last time that she's already met Matt, right? But we know that Matt has all the powers of the Busted Boy. So, you know, if she wanted that, then she could have just tried to convince him to join our cast. But as we know from Night Driver, Matt's got a dark streak growing. You know, he's got, I don't think he wants to help anyone right now. So
yeah,
maybe
no,
that's
Matt,
why she needs to find James and Charlie, yeah, to try and get them back together.
Exactly.
To get Matt under control. Matt, so she can take him to her planet and control this evil you're talking
Matt
about.
Matt may have the like powers, but without the other two guys, he's uncontrollable. You can't, like, yeah, that, and I imagine that the other two guys probably feel quite a self-esteem drop in that they don't have the powers, but it's like, okay, but what are you separated? You're a powder keg of insurmountable energy and two nobodies,
yes,
but together,
yes,
you're the Busted Boy.
Yes. Yes, I'm very on board. I'm very on what you're on.
Thank you.
Ding. Cool. So we get the same pre-chorus as before.
Yeah.
Are we dancing? Are we dancing? Are we dancing at the same time? And then the same chorus as before.
What do you guys think "I want to be gone like you're gone" means?
Like just fucking out of it.
Yeah, just completely not caring about what's going on around you.
Did you have another interpretation, AJ?
No, that's good.
Like, maybe, you know, when you're at a party, you're like, they're fucking gone.
Right, yeah. Yep. No, I get it.
Then we get a bridge, which is sung in the song by Matt. Do you want to take that, Richard?
All right. Yeah, we're standing on the same cloud, and we're never coming down. Yeah, we're standing on the same cloud, and no, we're never, ever coming down.
Sounds okay. Like he got it. He got the Xanax.
Yeah, what do we think this could refer to? Because maybe that's where the spaceship is. I don't know. Buried in a cloud somewhere.
I don't know. I don't want to force aliens on you guys. But I've been thinking about this for a long time.
She's still in the... So she's basically seducing him. So that when he thinks he's going to get laid, and then she's going to be like, "Surprise, asshole. I'm an alien and I need you to save the world." And she's going to be like, "I need you to rejoin with the other two busted guys." And he's going to look to the side and go, "Those guys, I haven't seen them in years."
What what if, right?
Anyway, that's not relevant to the cloud lyric. It's more just this is part of the process.
It is good to talk about this with two movie buffs because they, you know, they're in there thinking about...
They're in there.
Yeah, I was thinking about the ancient evil that's an issue on her planet. And I also, you know, remembered she's a soul man. She split off from... Carlisle does a Google. Carlisle's doing a Google. This is Carlisle's Google song. He's doing a Dave Stewart. So he split off from, she split off from Dave Stewart. What if Dave Stewart has since become corrupted or something? Dave Stewart was the has become this.
You need to Google. I could have told you his name was Dave Stewart. You just said it.
I'll kill you. Dave Stewart has become kind of, I don't know, corrupted. Maybe an evil force from within the planet has taken him over. He's become a vessel because, as we know,
he's
become very impressionable and soulless and husks when they're split away from the soul person, who is Annie Lennox for Eurythmics. So that leaves Dave Stewart the opportunity to be taken over by some sort of evil energy.
No, Dave Stewart wanted ultimate power himself, so he sought it out, but little did he know it was more than he could handle, and he's actually just a pawn in a cosmic game now.
Yeah. Which would make sense, because she... so he deliberately facilitated the splitting of Eurythmics and her being the soul person, so he could take on this ancient evil energy into himself, which would explain the lines from Knight Driver, which is like, "How could you, baby, make a promise you couldn't keep that we'd be together forever?" She's talking about this. He did it to spite her so he could get this energy.
Yeah. Mm.
God, the busted theory is so good, guys. It's
agreed. All right.
I think we are out of lyrics now, but we do get another chorus. And yeah, the post-chorus, which is just the essentially the same as the intro. We get that. Oh, there's a sax solo. How did I forget about the sax solo?
Oh, yeah.
That happens. In between
this bridge. Is that relevant? Cheeks notes?
No.
Scrambles around, just checking my notes.
It's just important. I'd feel very upset with myself if I hadn't mentioned a sax solo, you know?
When does the sax solo happen?
It happens after the "No, we're never ever coming down."
That's them having sex. That's actually a sex solo. Because Annie in this song is seducing the guy, James, in order to gain his trust. And part of that is just like being a secret agent.
Annie Lennox uses sex as a weapon, do you?
I think she's trying to earn his trust. And he thinks he's just going to get laid. And she wants him to think that. And so that's them having sex. And maybe she does like him. Maybe there is legitimately a budding romance between the two characters here.
Which would make it a tragic kind of story, because she needs to facilitate the fusion of James back into the busted.
Yeah.
What if she falls in love with James in that time?
That's what's happening. She's going to have to let him go. That's what's happening. Yep. Yep. Exactly. And it's this, she's just got an ulterior motive, and that's that she's going around trying to get each busted boy to agree to become the one busted boy again.
Oh, I love Annie. She's so rich. She's a rich character.
She's a great character.
Great character.
It's the best character in the whole thing.
I mean, yeah, so far. So, that is an end on what you're on, and we've learned a lot today.
Mm. I've learned who Annie Lennox is. I've learned who David Stewart is.
Learned who James Bourne is.
Learned where the Taj Mahal is.
All right, it's shall we move on to everybody's favorite part of the podcast?
No. Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, for all time's sake, and just because I want to see if he remembers, AJ, what is everybody's favorite part of the podcast?
I don't know. Did we do this last time?
We did do this last time,
and it was good.
I do listen to the show. I just fall asleep after the halfway mark, which isn't an insult. That's a good thing. That means I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
But what happened last time was that Carlisle said, AJ, what's everyone's favorite part of the podcast? And you said, is it where I get to plug Cult Pop Show? And Carlisle said no, and he felt really bad about it.
I didn't just say no, though. I was like, no, shut up, shut up. No,
dude,
stop.
Here's the thing about podcasting. Here's a genuine insight into podcasting, right? It is very hard to legitimately hurt my feelings while I'm podcasting, because I'm going to assume you're all on what I'm on, which is we're creating a piece of entertainment together, right? So it's all fair. It's all fair game. Or what is it? Love and war. All's fair in love and podcasting. It's like, no, unless someone legitimately doesn't like you, they're not going to try, like, throw you off your game by giving you some kind of decimating insult. So, like, you insult each other because it's funny. I'm glad you feel
that way, you asshole. So we're gonna move on to everybody's favorite part, where we rank the song out of its, how we think its music is out of 10, how we think its lyrics are out of 10, our personal preference out of 10. We take an average of that, and that determines its place on our ranked list, which you can find in our Twitter bio at Pod for Everyone. But yes, so this will be the 56th entry on what you're on, and I'm going to throw it to you first as our guest, AJ. Just the music, not the lyrics. Out of 10, where do you think it falls for you?
8.
Okay, that's pretty strong. Okay, Richard, okay. Blow my mind.
fuck. Again, same thing that happened last week is that I'm trying to break out of my giving 10s to everything thing, but this is again one of my favorite songs.
It does have
a fucking sick sax solo.
It does.
So I mean, I'll give this like a 9.5.
Okay. Reining it in. Gosh, I think I'm gonna go probably for an 8.5 probably. I think it's really good, but I think it's also quite repetitive. And yeah, it doesn't have any real standout moments for me besides really the sax solo, but everything it is doing, it's doing really well.
It gets an 8 from me because it's like it's a quality pop song, but I have heard better pop songs, right? Sure, so it's like it's not like it's a 10, it's a 8.
I'll give it a 9, and then it'll be a solid 8.5, I think.
So that, as you just did the math there, it is an 8.5 now. Is our music score. Lyrics score. AJ, just the lyrics, what do you think?
I'm probably going to go another 8. I really like some of these lyrics, but I think when it's doing interesting lyrics, they're really cool, but it's like... most of the song is just "Wanna Be What You're On" repeated over and over again.
Yeah, it's quite repetitive.
But I like parts of it. I like. I think she stepped into something, and I wish I could feel it, but I don't know what it is, and I can't quite believe it. Feels like it's from a different song. Like reading that out loud doesn't sound like it's from the song. It's quite a nice.
Sure.
I don't know. The words please me is set in that order. It's a nice set of rhymes. I guess.
That's one thing I really like about this album compared to previous Busted albums is I think you really do pick up on the influence of the fact you have three different lyricists. Mm-hmm. And I think more often on this than on other albums, they are singing their lyrics. So I think right. you do kind of get distilled bits of Charlie and distilled bits of James and distilled bits of Matt, and they feel like that. Mm. And it makes every song a little bit zestier and more dynamic and, you know, creating how it communicates its own creativity.
The other thing about this album is it's not very funny. Which is...
and it's too long.
Another cop pop joke there.
It's too long and it's not very funny.
That's a very old cop pop.
It's a joke we made because we thought it'd be funny if someone judged art based purely off those two metrics, even if it was like a drama. Be like, it's too long and it's not very funny.
But yeah, it's an interesting album to try and podcast it. But when, you know, the just talking about lyrics, like the whole podcast is built on making fun of these wacky lyrics. And now it's like, yeah, we're just having these nice lyrics.
But although there is some fucking stupid like shit in the next album. So far, this has been the most lore dense and ridiculous season in terms of the Busted Theory to date.
Well, it's because you didn't even come up with it till halfway through season one.
Yeah, that's
And then you
true.
Didn't name it till the end of season two when I was on.
Yeah, so...
lyrics, yeah.
Lyrics, yeah, eight.
What are captions if not lyrics for real life?
Tell me what are you going, Carlo?
Yeah, it's very repetitive on the lyric front. I do really like, you know, little bits of it, but a product as a whole, I don't think is particularly interesting. And as I said before, like, my favorite part is the first four lines of verse two, and then my least favorite part is the last line of verse two. So it's hard to feel that strong about verse two, because it kind of just leaves a sour flavor in my mouth. So probably like 6.5, I think, probably for me.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to go... I'm going to go up to 8 with AJ.
Okay.
Didn't want to feel left out.
We're standing on the same cloud, dude.
So that's a 7.5 for lyrics. And now our personal preference. So, AJ, you've outed yourself as being someone who your experience of music is very limited, except for the... It sounds like extensive work of one band and this song. Mm. So where does it rank for you?
How much do I like the song?
Yeah.
Yep. Just in your bones.
7.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I like it more than the last song I talked about with you guys.
Mm.
Quite a lot.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a much better song.
But also, like, that the song you talked about last time is a song for Busted fans, and this is a song for, like, human beings.
Mm.
So,
of which you are neither.
Yeah, and now the other two people here who haven't done their personal preference yet, we've said before that we were addicted to this song and played it on repeat forever.
Much to the chagrin of the people we live with.
Yeah.
So, you're playing it up. I wasn't that chagrined, dude. I didn't really mind.
I know. I was just trying to hurt your feelings for the podcast.
Okay. That's fine.
What are you going to go, Carlisle?
Ooh. This is going to be one where I've given it relatively low music and lyrics, but I might just say like 9 for...
Yeah, I did manage to get you to join me on 10 last week, but I
like Night Driver more than this, though.
Yeah.
I think that's a better song on most levels.
Yeah, I'm going to go 9.5.
Okay.
Because we are still talking about, like, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
But not as much as last week. And, you know, I'm being careful with my 10s this season.
It's only been... 1/3 so far. So that's 8.5 for all of us, which means that the total of all of those... Oh my god, I keep hitting the wrong key.
We don't do enough maths on our show, Richard.
Yeah, it's because you're not good at it.
Well, you could stand up. Maybe I, because I edit the podcast, you could do the maths. I don't know.
The total score there is 8.17, which puts it pretty high. It puts it above That Thing You Do. It would be the new ninth place, and below What Happened to Your Band. That's an interesting placement for me. Yeah, I once upon a time, That Thing You Do was my favorite Busted song. I don't think I feel that way anymore, but it is weird to see things like, you know, knock it down. I'm glad it's kind of behind What Happened to Your Band, because I love that song.
Very crazy to me to think there are 8 Busted songs better than this, the best Busted song I've ever heard.
Yeah. Only one of, like, a lot of that comes from personal attachment. If you listened to the song before this on the album, you might like it more than this one.
Okay.
But I know you won't, so.
I'll never listen to this song again.
Yeah, all the songs above that.
End up living together again.
I think all the songs above that one on the list are ones that transcend the stupid Busted nature, except for one. And the reason that one is that high on the list is because Richard was a guest on that episode and threw really high numbers at it.
What song is it?
It's called Fake.
It's a song called Fake, which is about how bad in bed you are, so your girlfriend has to fake all her orgasms.
Very cool.
It is. It's very cool because, you know what? All the music, you know, it's all the music these days. All guys are like, oh yeah, no, I'm amazing in bed, but you know, it's
Busted
nice to hear people
brave
say
enough to be like, I'm 19, yeah, and I suck in bed.
I'm 19. My penis is small, and I'm bad in bed. My biography.
Mm. Can we clip that? Can we clip that little soundbite and just
out of context, Carlo?
Yeah. Out of Carlo. Righto.
I'm
when
19,
we do,
my penis is small and I'm bad.
When we do everybody's favorite part of the podcast, we also give the songs a high point and a low point.
Yes,
AJ, do you have anything that stands out to you as being the best thing about this song?
Probably those lyrics I said before. She stepped
the
into
first
something
verse.
And I wish I could feel it, but I don't know what it is and I can't quite believe it.
That's Charlie's verse.
Second half of the first verse, yeah.
For AJ.
No meaning on genius.com. You click on it, nothing happens.
I know. Clearly, you know, the people who are cerebral and like to break these things down just don't have Busted in their sights, which seems insane to me. Richard, you got a... a high point?
Like, I don't know that it's necessarily my high point, but I special mention to the sax solo.
Yep. Sax solo. I'm going to put the first 4 lines of James's verse.
And then, of course, the low point is the 5th line. Mm-hmm.
Yes, moving on to the low point, I'm going to put the 5th line of James's verse. Do you guys have anything else that kind of stands out to you?
As a low point.
As being particularly bad about this song, or at least worse than everything else.
I think a song doesn't need a pre-chorus, a chorus, and a post-chorus.
Too busy.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of stuff in the song, and 50% of it is the same stuff repeated.
Yeah.
And that's kind of disappointing in any song.
I will say it is.
Although, I do think that, like, part of that comes from, like, you mentioned the kind of Daft Punk influence of the song, and you think about, like, Daft Punk, and they're, like, you know, just around the world over and over
they
again.
Were literally, I don't like things like that.
I don't like that Daft Punk song.
Yeah, same. I do
Richard,
like other Daft Punk songs.
The best Daft Punk song is,
Instant Crush.
I was thinking of
Instant Crush is very good. I like the
lucky
one that goes
Get Lucky's all right.
The
I like
world,
Lucky.
And then it names all of the countries because it's not repetitive. I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Jamaica,
Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, still Guatemala.
Holy shit!
Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Brazil. Yeah, anyway.
What? Okay. Well done.
Yeah.
Anything else for a low point?
Nah,
I reckon.
I guess just repetitiveness is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song. Man.
You should put repetitiveness 3 times.
That's a good idea. That's very funny. Repetitiveness.
And then you'll look at this in a year's time and be like, what? Oh.
Look at it in year's time and don't remember the joke and delete the other 2 times you said it.
look at this in a year ago and feel shame for my podcasting phase and delete the whole thing.
It's not a phase.
This is my art, Mom. So that's a wrap on what you're on. AJ, thank you so much for being a guest on this episode.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Did you have fun?
Yep.
What was your favorite part?
What was your high point and low point?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's just wrap this up, I think.
AJ, would you like to tell the people about Cult Popture?
Okay.
All six people who listen to this who are fans of Cult Popture.
Me and Richard have another podcast called Cult Popture where we talk about movies. Specifically, we talk about film franchises, and we've covered 130 film franchises or something like that in the last 5 years.
Very close to 600 films.
So if you want to hear comprehensive coverage of different film franchises, maybe some you've heard of, maybe some you're a fan of, maybe some you didn't know had 14 sequels, then check out Cult Popture and our show Film Franchise Fortnights.
And if you're a fan of Carlisle's as well, he's been on a couple of the episodes.
That's true.
I have.
Check out the little Brave Little Toaster episode and the Spy Kids episode for more Carlisle.
It was. I had a great time. Those movies are batshit. So, yeah. That's cool. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. You can find us on Twitter at @PodForEveryone, also on Facebook at @PodForEveryone. You can send us an email at apodcastforeveryone@gmail.com if that's your bag. Also, there's this thing on Anchor, which is our podcasting host, where you can leave us voice memos, and we can play the voice memos. So that sounds fun. Wow. Do it. I'll include it. No matter what it is, I will include it.
Ooh, I don't want to make
as
that.
Awful as you want. It'll happen.
Okay. Right,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.